Village Round Lake Community of the Whole, February 1st, 2016.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for February 1, 2016, 7:15 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Trustee
Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Chirpin.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of January 18, 2016.
Present.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Two abstains, four ayes. Motion carries. Any public comment? Committee as a whole. Public Works, GIS enhancements. Director Guido.
Staff is requesting permission to hire Baxter Woodman to do some work on our GIS system. Currently, our system is stored on my desktop computer and Mark Kalerski's desktop computer. We're able to have access to the information. We're requesting that we move that GIS information to a web-based system where anybody with a login credentials can access that information from any computer, tablet, or smartphone, anywhere. It's really going to help us out in the field when we're trying to find utilities. And along with that, it gives us a more robust system to store our information. It'll give us the ability to update and edit our information. Right now, when we collect new data, we need to give that information to Baxter Woodman. We're going to have to load it onto our GIS system and then send it back to us, so that we can access it. It's very cumbersome, and usually what happens is we collect a lot of data and we never actually send it over to Baxter Woodman to get it processed and sent back. And so we have data out there that we aren't using. One of the big challenges with the growth of the village over the past 20 years has been how much information out there, where parkway trees are located, where fire hydrants are located, when they were last maintained, when were our valves exercised. There's a lot of data that we need to be able to access so that we can set up good maintenance programs and stay on top of regular maintenance items that need to be done so that we can fix things proactively instead of reactively. By switching to this kind of a GIS system, it will be a huge asset in managing our infrastructure, just keeping track of what we have, what needs to be maintained, and when it's been done. This isn't going to be a one-time fee. There will be ongoing fees annually for the web hosting and for the licensing of the software. It's $5,500 a year right now, obviously subject to change. We're not signing any kind of contract. And the information we gather will be ongoing every year. We're going to have to keep adding to this system to keep incorporating more of the village's assets into the GIS system. So this is going to get us started and get us pointed in the right direction. And do you have any questions? Yes, you have to have a login and a password. The way it's set up is I think you can have two or three different login credentials. So a few people would have access to actually get in and edit the information. And then if you have another login credential, that would restrict access to
read-only.
Like a read-only, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with it? I'm asking, are you satisfied with it?
Well, I can tell you I'm not satisfied with what we currently have.
Okay.
Because it's not usable.
I know you're bringing this to us, but is there any, is there something else out there that you would like to have that's better? Or you've seen something that's better? Let's talk about it.
Well, the beauty of this system is that it's kind of getting it on the web is like a skeleton. And then you can add pieces and parts to it for whatever you want it to do. So if we decide that there's some function that we want it to do in the future, we can kind of custom build something to plug into it.
That's good.
I think it'll be very adaptable as we move forward.
Which is exactly what I was asking. You know, are you happy with that? You're happy with this? I'm overjoyed.
That's part of the fee that you can pay the Baxter.
That's part of
it. Okay. Just additionally, and then we can add to half of that.
Sure.
Good. You can think of yourself. Sorry. If you didn't go to the left hand.
Well, I was wondering if he was going to try to do it with his department or with Baxter.
Plus the other part is to keep the cost down. Also, what looked into as far as Baxter Woodman or some other company doing the hosting, the yearly fee, and we thought it was best for right now for actually going into it. In the future, if we did want to, we could switch to some other company, but there was more of our money than actually was cheaper. So thank you, that's
what county is this actually coming out of?
This is coming out of the water sewer fund and the administration fund. It was budgeted for.
This is a topic that's been brought up since I took office. And basically, I mean, this is a start. This is a start to building the system. Adam used the word when he was describing it. When normal operating daily procedures become cumbersome, that was the word he used. When those things become cumbersome, we're no longer acting efficiently. We're wasting enormous amounts of man hours to do these normal operating processes. We don't have a means of tracking it. They talk about looking for water turn-on, turn-offs. How many times is there, we're just dealing with one on Cedar Lake Road right now with a bead box that doesn't function probably because it's never been maintained. When was the last time the thing was exercised? So, you know, this is the start of an ongoing process. We've really, and granted, there's a lot of fees here that's going to be, but we got to start looking at this every year. It's going to be spread out. It's not a lump sum. Everybody fine?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Board. Move forward.
The next item is we are requesting guidance on what sidewalks you would like us to clear as part of our snow removal operation. I believe brought to Committee of the Whole a couple weeks ago proposed sidewalks on Rosedale that could be cleared of snow. Trustee Newby and Trustee Foy and I did meet to discuss the issue, and we're like to bring it back here with you guys to the determination. If you'd like to have North Rosedale Court from Cedar Lake Road west past the Boulevard cleared, or South Rosedale Court from Cedar Lake Road to past the Boulevard.
We're under agreement on North Rosedale Court. I thought that I'd like to see North Rosedale Court done. First of all, they back up. This is not a contract that you hire outside. It's done within the house of the sidewalk removal. So this is a plan, not a contract. So it'll be done in the house. So due to the traffic on North Rosedale Court, I'd like to see North Rosedale remove sidewalk removed by our department. There's a lot of elderly up there who can't get removed. Same with South Rosedale, it's right against the street, and also we pop on to the lower lot.
And we have to do it to keep the kids out of the street.
Yeah.
That's by the
way.
Absolutely.
The issue is if you want North Rosedale for it done, along with South Rosedale, this is the issue right now.
I think there's a bigger issue that we need to consider. Um, And there's a policy now that we do not do snow removal on sidewalks that are in front of private property. And I understand the concern, and I'm glad that we're talking about this. I mean, that's why we do the sidewalk on Cedar Lake Road, safe passage for school. You know, the other thing that comes up in conversation is Nipperseek. Why are we doing that? That's in front of private property. We've been doing this for years. I don't really know the reason why. But if we're talking about doing this, I'm afraid of opening a door of no return. There's also a lot of kids that go, that use Park Road, where it dead ends on the west side of Cedar Lake Road. Are we going to do that next? You know, there's a lot of things that needs to be considered before we do this, because it's kind of going against what our policy is now. And my concern, again, is if these sidewalks should be removed or cleaned by the private property owner, now we're going out there, are we snow blowing them? There's, I assume, signs, 2-hour parking, no parking, yield, pedestrians, school kids. I would imagine there are signs that we just can't dump a wing plow and drag it down there and make it convenient. I think there's a lot of things that we need to consider on this. I understand the reason, and I support the reason, but I'm also concerned, why aren't you doing my sidewalk in front of my house? I got a couple kids that walked out here.
I think it's a much higher number of people who are using these particular sidewalks. School is mandated for the kids to be at, and some of these residents won't and can't or don't maintain these sidewalks. And this is putting our kids into an unsafe environment. So I think just because it becomes a public safety issue, I'm in favor of these particular streets.
Have we talked about the method in which they're going to be cleared? Adam, do you have any insight on that?
South Rosedale had a sidewalk that abuts the roadway, so I'm fairly confident that we can clean that from a truck with a wing plow. On North Rosedale, there is a parkway, so we'd probably clear that with some blowers.
Let's make a suggestion. Let's do it for the rest of the season. Keep track of it. Let's just see what happens.
El Nino, no more snow.
Hopefully. But, you know, I think, you know, there is, I mean, I think over there, there's just a ton of traffic going up Cedar Lake Road between the junior high and high school. It's highly used. I agree, it really puts us in a bind. But you know what? We'll cross those roads, maybe we'll come to over there. My name is Sebastian.
Well, and maybe in our policies, that we can add a description talking about safe passage routes for schools. I don't like to use the word safe passage because it reminds me of Chicago, and that means somebody's getting shot on them. So I don't know if I like the word safe passage, but we got to provide that in our policy somehow, so we're not getting phone calls to be clearing other sidewalks.
No, we're going to five lane major highway. No other school, because the junior high and high school are going to do that, but everybody else has got small private streets where the traffic is a lot slower and it is dangerous. I mean, this, I think, is two unique situations.
Right.
And, you know, let's do it now and let's just see where it goes from there and see how much trouble it is for Adam and the guys and see what we run into.
Mr. Mayor, I think
is the right word. I
really think that we should err on the side of the people and let them have that for the time being. If we need to revisit this, that's the reason why our door is always open. I think at the beginning of this, every time it's always open for public commenting people, we take information from everybody and we answer. So that until there's another issue, we won't have to look at it again. I think we should just go ahead and move forward and do what we need to do.
It's Steve, if you could make a note to see if we could have some kind of verbiage that would be added to our policy, I think that would be smart. So let's move this forward then. We have a consensus. On the police department, Chief.
Mr. Mayor, before we start the disposal of surplus property, may I please make a correction to the in the bottom under the meeting date, I don't know what I was thinking here, row 2215 is showing 2215. This agenda item summary is requesting the disposal of village-owned property, surplus property, at auction. The auction service will be open on auction on Lane. The items that we're requesting to send to auction is a 2003 Ford Ranger with the VIN number ending in 42228. It was the one of the previous building department pickup trucks. A 2005 Ford Escape, which was a police department vehicle, VIN number ending 21354. Two 2006 Crown Victorias, former police car, with VIN numbers ending in 158293 and 156825. A 2007 Ford Crown Victoria, and it was also a former police car. The VIN number ending in 105336. Next are 11 AMR brand car camera systems and 5 custom brand signal car camera systems. And they will be sent to auction after the next.
Pretty fine?
Yes. Them good for it.
Very good.
Thank you. The next agenda item summary is the fee for service agreement with the Lake County Health Department and Community Health Center and Animal Care and Control Company. This agreement comes up occasionally. It doesn't come to us every year. But usually when they change anything in the fee agreement, the actual workings of the agreement remain the same as it always has. The change this year was each stray cat that's impounded by us. We are charged a flat rate of $35 each as opposed to the previous variable rate of $90 or $110, depending on whether the cat is adoptable. Certainly benefit from the average. And that's pretty much the only real change in the agreement. I'm asking that the board agree and enter into that agreement.
Thank you. Everybody fine?
Sure.
Move that forward. And administration, Mr. Shields.
Thank you, Mayor, Board of Trustees. In front of you is Village Code changes to the liquor area. There's three main changes. One is to change or add Class A1. We're doing that because right now Class A expires at 2 a.m. We want a new class to make it expire at midnight. We're adding Class RP, which is a restaurant purchasing, I believe, an acronym for. Basically, we're adding that if you go to a restaurant like a bottle of wine, I can also go back to the counter, buy a bottle of wine, to bring off premises. A few restaurants around here, I think it's a good idea too. And finally, we're revamping the permitted hours of sale section to hopefully make it clear for all the businesses that when it's 2 o'clock, you're closed. We've had a few issues with businesses being open beyond that time. And at this point, that's what I want to recommend. Any questions?
I think it's all reasonable. So.
Any further discussion? And move this one forward also. Thank you. Any new topics? If not, make it a motion to move to executive session.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry.
The board will be going into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2 subsection C11 to discuss litigation when an action against affecting or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when a public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Glisson. Do we need roll call?
Do not need roll call. Voice vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
We will be closed and move into executive session at 7:35 p.m. There wasn't any.
I know you didn't kind of pause.